Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Thinking about the backyard grill on this Memorial Day? How about the beef kebab? We'll have some tips for kebabbing, but first today, the Beef Council's Allison Smith with some details on new research findings in a project called BOLD.
BOLD is a new research study that just recently came out in March. It stands for Beef on an Optimal Lean Diet. And basically what that research showed us is it was very intense research that was done by Penn State University where they found that people could enjoy 4 ounces of lean beef every day and still be a very healthy person, have a healthy diet, even lower their cholesterol. And so that's great news for us because in the past we've not always had that information given to us. That we've always known that it's a part of a healthy diet, but this really shows people that it is fit into a healthy diet.
You can see further research detail and recipes at their website, kybeef.com.
The thing to keep in mind is everything in moderation. 4 ounces of lean beef, you can kind of equate, there's 3 ounces in the size of a deck of cards. So you can kind of keep that in mind when you're thinking about setting down to eat a steak for dinner or for lunch or even for breakfast.
Again, the Kentucky Beef Council website, kybeef.com. We'll be right back.
811, 811, 811, 811, 811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
Now, on to kebabbing on the grill today. The Kentucky Beef Council's Allison Smith says you can find kebab pieces pre-cut and packaged at the meat case. They're usually either top sirloin or top round. And you could save a little by buying a full cut and cutting your own kebab cubes.
If you're using top round, I might suggest that you want to marinate those kebab pieces first because of the tendency to be just a little less tender. Top sirloin, though, don't need to do that. And just remember, with kebabs, you don't want to make too large of chunks of meat. You want to just go for about an inch square when you're making your kebabs, because if you get them too big, then they won't get cooked properly and your vegetables will get overcooked. So you want to keep them about the same size as you're making your vegetables.
You can get recipes for marinade and other dishes on their website. They even have an interactive meat case where you can learn more about the various beef cuts. That site is kybeef.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.